I need an answer. Do you believe or do you know that the Church of Jesus Christ, you're one of them and me, I'm one of them. The church is the only instrument to share salvation of Jesus Christ. He's trusting on you and me. No others. He's not putting the government. He's not putting angels. He's not putting anything. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. Say with me, I'm a part of the body of Christ. I have great responsibility to share the message of Jesus that divides heaven and hell, that to bring people to heaven by sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I take my responsibility. I take my responsibility in my thought, word, deed, motive, attitude. Say with me, in my thought, word, deed, motive, attitude, and life to reflect Jesus Christ and to share Jesus and to bring them to a decision to make for Jesus, that they will be brought into the kingdom in Jesus' name. You know, when you share the gospel, when people receive, do you know there are many things behind the scene changes? In fact, one of my professors say there's 86 things that is taking place behind the scene. There is a transfer from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of God. There is a translation that is taking place. There's a born-again spirit of God that comes into you. The life of Jesus comes to you. You become a child of God. There are many, many things that take place. All you did was you say, Lord Jesus, I admit I'm a sinner and I need you. I accept that I'm a sinner and I need you to forgive me. You died for me. You shed your life for me, for my salvation and for my redemption. Jesus, I acknowledge you. Come into my life. Forgive my sins. Come into my life. Be my Savior, Lord and King. When you make such prayer, only prayer that you made, you know, heaven began to transact. Amen. You are fished out from hell into heaven. Do you believe men without Jesus Christ are lost? Amen. One of the ways is through faithful promise giving. I had many things to share, but I want to share with you today the kingdom principle of giving. When you give in this faith promise is for the world evangelism. Do you know, God operates and respect the law of sowing and reaping. Say with me, law and sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping. In Galatians 6:7, which is not in the PowerPoint, but so let me read. He said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that he shall reap. Everything in life works on sowing and reaping. Everything begins in a form of a seed. Say with me, seed. When someone plants a small acorn seed to the ground, what do you get a result? A mighty oak tree. Look at the seed. Look at seed, at anything that can multiply and become more. Love is a seed. Your finances is a seed which you are going to sow. Everything that you possess can be planted back on this earth and to see an increase, especially for a harvest. Sowing a seed in faith is using what you have given to obtain what God has promised, which is the harvest of soul. Your seed is your future. That can be determined today. What you sow today determines your future. Seed. Say with me, seed. God has given us seed. In the principles of giving in the kingdom of God, your faith that you put in counts. In sowing and reaping, let me say the worldly form of giving. Say worldly form of giving. In the world, He says, giving is to get more and more, and that is greed. Giving until you get hurt, that is being really religious. Giving to control, there are people who give to control, it's manipulation. Giving to be recognized, that is attention seeking. We have Ananias and Sapphira. Giving to shift responsibility is guilt. Giving aimlessly is ignorant. Giving in a wrong source is callous. I'm bringing some to break traditions that we got to go on a biblical giving. The first form of giving is now tithes and offering. The moment when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you come under the order of God. We call it the Melchizedek order. If this is found, I'm not going to read a lot of scriptures, but I want to give you the principle. In Genesis 14, verse 17 to 8, Abraham met the priest of Salem, the high priest, which is Melchizedek, which is actually Jesus, and he gave him the tithes. And the tithe, because, and he became an Abraham of God, Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. That means he is attached to God, who said, I promise you to give everything. When you are born again, you don't pay tithes, you give tithes. You give back what is God's portion. And there are seven things that I'm talking about tithing first, because this morning the faith promise is giving, a second giving, which is a seed. When you give your tithes, when you pay your tithes to the Lord, when you pay according to Matthew, according to Malachi 3, verse 8 to 12, tells us there are seven blessings. Say with me, seven blessings. I'm going to talk. I'm just taking the verse as it is. Number one, there will be spiritual, financial, and emotional food in my house. That is what God said to us. Bring ye the tithes. Number two, you'll open the windows of heaven. You know, it's like a pager. It's like a password. When you pay tithes, the windows of heaven is open to a tither. Then he says, he sets an example of the abundant living. Three. Number four, he rebuked the devourer. Number four, a fruitful life. Number six, we will be blessed. And number five, number six is we will be called blessed. Number seven, a delightful land. These are the blessings for every giver, and it is mandatory for God. Because if we want God, one-tenth given to the Lord, nine-tenth plus God, meet all your needs. I went to India and I told them, they say they cannot afford to give tithes. So I say that $10 that you receive, $1 you give it to the Lord as a tithe, $9 plus God meet all your need, and I challenge them to give tithes. A few years later, I discovered that the church prospered in India. It is not only for rich nation, as many claim. It is for everyone. Say tithing. Say tithing is the portion of God. If you are a tither, God gave. Beyond tithing, God says, tithe and offering. Say with me, tithe and offering. Okay, the kingdom principles of giving, and this morning's faith promise giving is on this portion as tithe and offering. These are seeds. Say with me, seeds. What you give beyond your tithe, they are seeds, and seeds have to multiply. Say, seeds have to multiply. Some seeds will multiply. Say, seeds will multiply. One seed produces many, many many plants, and it multiplies the seeds and seeds. And so your giving is for your future. We give to the kingdom of God. And I want to say this. When you give kingdom giving, say kingdom giving. Kingdom giving. I'm going to give you 7 points on kingdom giving. We give seeds, we give, and we sow. We give because, number one, because we love God. It's the love of God. The love of God. We give because we love God. Say with me, we give because we love God. The love of God causes you, whatever our faith promises giving is going through love. Well, love of God is the love of God that reaching out to people. All these finances are used for missions, as you saw the display. Number two, we give where we want to make friends. This is found in this we have spoken before. Luke chapter 16, verse 9, Jesus said, you give and make friends. This is after the steward that had been called unfaithful. And Jesus said, you give. This is what he said. I said to you, make friends for yourself by means of remnants of unrighteousness, that when it fails, you will receive to eternal dwelling. When you give, this finance will go into the souls of people's salvation. When you reach to heaven, you have a lot of people welcoming you. You know, there's nothing on this earth that we can take. The only thing that are eternal at this time is your soul and the Word of God. Say with me, soul and the Word of God. Your spirit man is eternal. The Word of God is eternal. Every other things will perish. If that is in, sow into the souls of men, and the moment when you sow into the souls of men the Word of God and salvation will become eternal, you cannot take to heaven anything except others. Say with me, others. You will go to heaven, but the price that you take is the people that you lead them to the Lord. That is missions. And Jesus said this, make friends down on this earth. Unrighteous manner, which is mammon, which we gave. These are taken, translated, brought into salvation. When you reach heaven, they will be there to welcome you. You'll have a grand carpet welcome if you are a soul winner. Jesus said, God tells us, a soul winner is wise. A wise man is a soul winner. And you will take. Say, taking others to heaven. Say with me. Taking others to heaven. You can't take anything except others. And that is what mission is all about. That's what the whole mission is all about. Souls of man, the Word of God, taking others to heaven. Number three, we give because ministry is our giving. Our ministry is giving. The whole concept of giving unto the Lord, missions unto the Lord, serving the Lord is giving, and giving out of love. Say with me, our ministry is giving. You talk to anybody who is serving the Lord. What is your main dominating factor? Giving of our lives, giving of our substance, giving out our finances, all waiting to win their souls to the Lord and edify them and bring them to the stature, and they will fulfill their purpose assigned for them. Missions is our giving. Giving is our ministry. Number three is furtherance of the kingdom. Okay. Giving is furtherance of the kingdom of God. The moment a person becomes born again, the kingdom of God, the rule of God comes in. We extend the kingdom of God. The church is an instrument to extend the kingdom of God. Number five, giving as faithful stewards. Why? Because say with me, faithfulness. When God gives you something, you're faithful in small, God will increase. If you're faithful in small, God says, I can trust Joseph. I can trust Pastor Joseph. Then he will trust you with more. It is all lying in, not in the dispensation or giving out. It is in faithfulness. Say with me, faithfulness. God counts in your life on faithfulness. If you're faithful in the little that you have, it will increase you. God will expand. If you're faithful in the ministry God given to you or in your cell group, God will extend more, because it is in faithfulness God says, I can trust this person. I can trust. Giving is as a faithful steward. Number six, giving breaks the dimension of poverty. When one man gives, it releases the spirit of giving. This church has been a giving church partly because we broke that power by giving. Tithes, we give, and we give our missions offering. It breaks. And this morning, just in this time, I want to break the spirit of poverty. Poverty is anything that you think in your mind is not enough. If you have come to a time frame which is called a strong, if you have a frame of thinking, it says, it's not enough. If you are saying that word, it's a spirit that is operating, and there is a devourer that is moving into your circumstances and taking all your finances away, or your love, or your provision. And this morning I want to break that spirit. It is a demonic spirit, spirit of mammon, demonic spirit that takes away all that is due to you. And one of the things, God is going to recover everything that has been stolen. You're going to take back everything. All that you have lost in your spirit, soul, body, in your health, in your finance, in your family, it's going to be recovered. And I want to break that demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the head of the church, has given us delegated authority to the body of Christ, especially the fivefold ministry. And so you will cast out demons. Give authority over demons. Demons, and cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. This is not words. This is delegated authority. And I'm going to break that spirit of poverty in your mind, in your heart, in your thinking, in your family, in your business, everything. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every demonic spirit of the spirit of poverty and familiar spirit. I break your power. I cancel your assignment. I cancel all assignment in our mind, in our thinking pattern, in our family, in our finances, in our daily lives, in our business, in our occupation. I cancel the assignment right now. I cancel it in Jesus' name. Lord, that you are owner, you are the source, and you are the owner of heaven and earth. I pray for a release of your blessing, of abundance to your people. In the name of Jesus, spirit of abundance, spirit of abundance, needs to be met. I release that power right now in the authoritative name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Resurrection life. Resurrection life, resurrection life, resurrection life in Jesus' name. Okay, what will happen when this is broken? Then you become a giving person. When one person is released, it spreads out to the family. If one person or one church releases, it spreads out to the body of Christ. The law that God puts in, we can be a change, people who change the city. By life and by prayer and by what we receive from God, we can be a life changer. Amen. We can through giving. And seven, giving accelerate God's abundance. Remember the boy who gave five loaves and two fishes? You remember that? He gave it without his knowledge. But what God increased to feed 5,000 people. 3,000 at one time, 5,000 one time. Then the leftovers for the 5,000, if I remember correct, you have a 12 basket remainder. It's the spirit of abundance has come upon you and me. Amen. It is in the giving. It is in the giving. God trusts you. God trusts you and me in our giving of world for world evangelism. Things are going to change. Amen. As Rainer Bonnke said, populate heaven by evangelism. We got to populate heaven because they are our future. You see, after heaven, there is a new heavens and a new earth waiting for us, and the family of God will be bigger. You see, this is our hope, the new heavens and the new earth. Amen. I speak resurrection life. I speak the spirit of giving. I speak the power of seed sowing this morning, that every seed that we sow will be brought into the kingdom of God, an extension, and we receive our blessing and we extend the kingdom of God. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life in Jesus' name. Amen. The way God operates is tithe and offering. Tithe is for you. Giving is seed sown. Your future is dependent on what you sow today. Hello? Your future of provision is what you sow. I've proven, my wife and I, we can prove this. We have sown and sown and God. And this is the time of harvest time. Amen. Prophetically speaking, is harvest time. You will sow, you will give, you will sow and reap. A time will come when you will begin to reap what you sow. The moment you reap, you sow back, you reap again. And it's going to be a different dimension, a spiritual dimension which my wife and I, we are experiencing. Not only we sow and reap, now we reap and we sow. We reap and say with me, sow and reap. And then a time will come where we reap and sow. And we can't outgive God. Amen. 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 Are you ready to make a promise before the Lord and say, Lord, I will use everything. You know, finance is you. All the wages are reduced, the work that you will is reduced into a wages, and that is you. You are giving into world evangelism. We give into missions. We are very familiar with this. We want to take up this faith promise giving, Mission Sunday. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us to sow our lives and sow our finances on that which is eternal in this mission offering. Lord, as we get ready to sow, I pray, Holy Spirit, move and give us the amount to sow. I pray, Spirit of God, give us the faith to sow, that this mission will make a difference in my finances, in my life, and in my family, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So everybody got these souls who want to participate. You must have a pen too. Okay, Pastor Machen doesn't have, because Pastor Machen and I do it together. We increase our finance every year, every 6 months, that there will be an abundance. We take the lead, but you will follow, because one of the things is giving and being a part of our lives. Amen. We are familiar with this every 6 months. I do not have to explain many things in this card. Okay? My missionary faith promise. By the way, the man who led me to the Lord in 1967 from New Zealand in 1960, his church used the same faith promise giving, supported him and sent him to Malaysia, and he came to my town in 1967, August 7, 1967, and he gave me a pamphlet of how to be born again. That's all he did, because the village is very confusing. There's all sorts of languages, and he came and gave me an English pamphlet, how to be born again. And I took that track on a Saturday at about 9 o'clock he came. I went to my study. I was a student at that time. I just went to my study and I said, God, if this is true, I want to be in it. I want to be born again. I made that sinner's prayer and I was born again. August 7, 1967. Okay, and I was born again. Ever since then, my life changed. My whole course of life changed. This is going to change many people. Faith promise giving. Okay, I'm going to read. As God enabled me, I will express my faith and help evangelize the world by giving to this mission program of my local church. I have indicated in this card, I understand that this faith promise is a covenant. A covenant is made on trust. A contract is made on distrust. Okay, a covenant. A covenant between me and God. I will extend it to 6 months. Just put that 6 months. 6 months. However, I will not be asked for payment at any time because it's a covenant between you and God. It is my sincere desire to commit myself and my finances, financial resources to the cause of world evangelism. Write your name. Write your name and address. Don't sign it yet. Write your name and address, knowing that you are making a pledge before God, a promise before God. We call it faith promise. Actually, it's a faith pledge before God. It's a covenant. Okay. Your giving can be in different form, weekly, fortnightly, one time, or others, monthly, whatever you write. Just tick or indicate in this card in the far corner. Then I'm going to pray and the Holy Spirit will give you the amount. Okay, you can give $1,000 and above, right, and $10 below. You can give every space. It is not the amount. I want to tell the children, it's not the amount, it's the spirit of giving. Father, I pray that you, by your Holy Spirit, who speak to us in our hearts, this morning give us the exact amount that we want to sow into world evangelism. I activate that dimension that we can hear to hear, heart to understand what you are saying to us. Give us the amount in Jesus' name. Okay, will you write in? It's a secret moment. Write the amount that you put in and tick it and then sign it. A covenant needs to be signed. Fold it and wave it before the Lord. Wave it before the Lord if you're finished. Father, I thank you for the life of faith and the commitment for world evangelism in this card. I pray, Father, that all the finances be used for world evangelism as we seek to fulfill the Great Commission. I pray, Father, that you bless every giver. I pray for a thousandfold to increase. I pray for an increase in their lives, an increase in soul winning, a passion for lost souls. I speak life. I speak this. This promise will fulfill to the ends of the earth before you come. In the name of Jesus, I bless your people. Bless your people. Bless your people. We sow seeds that will increase. We believe it. We receive it. And we receive the blessing. And we receive the souls into the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can we have the ushers to collect the faith promises? Can we have the musicians? Go forth into the harvest field. Okay, can we?